This is the Jefferson Exchange on JPR, a Portland-based project to tell the stories of immigrants recently joined forces with the Oregon Historical Society. The Immigrant Story is the name of the original effort. It collects oral histories from people who started life in other countries but now live and love and work and play in the United States. Three guests help us understand the project, the collaboration with OHS, and immigration itself. Sankar Raman is one of the founders of the Immigrant Story and a photographer. Welcome, Sankar.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Shauna Gandy joins us. She's the library director from the Oregon Historical Society. Welcome, Shauna.
Thank you.
And Prashant Kakkad is with us as well, one of the immigrants profiled in one of the pieces from the Immigrant Story in a piece called Shall We Dance Bollywood? Prashant, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff, and hello, everybody.
Good to have you here. So, Sankar, let's start with you. Tell us about the birth of the Immigrant Story.
Yeah, about three and a half years ago, in 2017, April, we started the Immigrant Story Project. It's basically about storytelling, telling stories of immigrants and refugees. Most of them, about 85% of them, really reside in making Oregon their home, and we wanted to tell their story to spread empathy, to create and humanize the immigrants and refugees living in America. At that time, even now, for that matter, there is a rhetoric in the nation that is kind of a long process of othering for immigrants that puts them in a rough spot. And this project is to tell the other side of the story, to humanize them, to tell the world that they are more than just a number or a statistic.
Something to move them beyond those people into people who actually have names and faces and stories.
Yes, exactly. That's what we are trying to do. We want to make them. They are all your neighbors, your teachers, your doctors, your healthcare providers, and we wanted people to get to know their neighbors so that we all feel included and welcoming in our own community.
Sankar, over 3.5 years, how many stories collected so far?
Yeah, that's 154 stories we collected so far. We interviewed around 175 interviews. All of our interviews are recorded, and it's mostly a casual conversation / oral history project we have been doing, yeah.
So, Shauna Gandy, talk about how the joining of the Immigrant Story and the Oregon Historical Society came about.
Well, my colleague, Eliza Canty-Jones, who's our Director of Community Engagement, was working on a symposium on genocide that was presented at OHS in 2019. And in late 2018, Judy Margolis at the Oregon Jewish Museum and Center for Holocaust Education, who was a partner in this symposium, introduced Eliza to Sankar. And she introduced Sankar to me, and we met in early 2019. So the Immigrant Story has a sort of a multifaceted partnership with OHS and relationship in participating in programs, in exhibits. So we just completed the exhibition of a lovely display on the Dreamers that the Immigrant Story put together. It was just taken down on Monday. And so for Eliza and I, we both recognized that the work of the Immigrant Story aligned really closely with our efforts to bring the state's history to light in all of its complexity. And that aligns really well with our mission, which is to preserve our state's history and make it accessible to everyone in ways that advance knowledge and inspire curiosity about all of the people, places, and events that have shaped Oregon. So Sankar and I got together and talked about his project, and I immediately saw the value of these stories that he was gathering, you know, on his phone, storing them on a hard drive, and I realized that these were things that as Sankar spoke so well to, really humanize immigrant experience. They help us make sense of current events, but in the long term, they're also valuable primary sources for historical inquiry. Mm-hmm. So we explored the idea of making these available to the public through the library's virtual platform for collections, which is OHS Digital Collections, digitalcollections.ohs.org.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have put the first, we're in the process of putting the first batch of 42 from 2017 and 2018 online. By Monday, they will all be up online on that website and free for everyone to listen to and gain insight from.
So let me talk to Prashant. You've got two countries, two career tracks. You've got enough for several stories. Talk, if you would, first about your technical education in India and how you just had the feeling this wasn't necessarily the future for you.
Yeah, I did my undergraduate in India, and like any lower middle class kid from India, I made sure that I kept my mind very, you know, on the straight. I'm going to do my engineering or medicine or dentistry. You know, in my case, I did engineering. I went to a very good chemical engineering college and found myself doing research on how to transform bagasse, which is leftover of sugarcane, and use it to make paper and other products, so to save, you know, trees from being used for that purposes. And that research got me to Cornell, and that's how I made my way to the U.S.
So here you are, you're at another university in another country, but even then you were thinking you could be doing something with music and dance, I guess?
Yeah, the moment I landed here, it was very apparent to me that I wanted to do something with entertainment. It was like I discovered a new me altogether the moment I landed here. And I was like, I didn't know what to do with it, because my rhetoric throughout my life was to just stay focused on this one direction. But then this other direction was really calling out to me.
When did the calling become a scream? What was the breakthrough moment?
It was right after I landed here, and I suddenly realized that I was basically, it was really funny that the next morning when I got up, my flight came in pretty late. I was all by myself in this big apartment, and that was really strange for me, because when I was in India, there were always so many people around me, and all of my people, my family is actually tuning in from India to this show right now. They were all part of my journey of, you know, you got to study, you got to educate yourself and get a job, and that's how you can kind of move forward in life. And then all of a sudden, I was all alone by myself. And I think that really started a journey of contemplation of what is it that I really, how do I want to contribute in this beautiful world and in this one life that I have? And I think that questioning is what really, led to somewhat of a depressive state, because I really didn't know what to do until I came to the beautiful state of Oregon. And that's when things started to change for me.
Now, was it did I hear right? It was a Zydeco event that first really pulled you in?
Yeah, truly. Zydeco and contra dancing are my first loves of dancing in the U.S. I just loved going out and dancing, and it didn't matter where you were from. I feel like dance floor creates such an incredibly safe space in social dancing situations. Like anybody listening, you gotta, whenever it's safe, you gotta go out and do social dancing. It's a beautiful way to connect with people.
We're talking to Prashant Kakkad, who's an immigrant from India, and his story is one of many archived and collected by The Immigrant Story, based in Portland, which has joined forces with the Oregon Historical Society to get a broader distribution platform for the stories of now 154 different immigrants. We also have with us Sankar Raman, who's one of the founders of The Immigrant Story. Shauna Gandhi is the library director at the Oregon Historical Society. If you have questions or comments, join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Sankar, how did you find Prashant, and how do you find the rest of the people for the immigrant story?
Yeah, my interest was exactly that. You know, a person who actually changed career and became a DJ. In fact, he's a trailblazer of sorts, because he created a scene for himself and a crowd for himself, creating a dance scene for a music that normally you wouldn't hear in the middle of Oregon, that is Bollywood music. So I thought, you know, it would be interesting to hear your story, and I contacted him. I didn't know him before. I kind of met him before when we were both working for Intel. We both worked at Intel in Hillsboro for a while. So I contacted him. We had an interview in a coffee shop, and that interview is now available in Oregon Historical Society. And it was noisy, but nonetheless, you know, it is a beautiful story like you heard, you know, a person who was graduated from Cornell, went to Intel and worked in a technical field, suddenly quit the job and started a scene and created a following. And this is, these are the kind of stories we are able to preserve for future researchers. They are all Argonians, shaping our lives and entertaining us and providing health care. That's the beauty of the immigrant story.
Shauna, are you, and let me remind people again the address you gave a few moments ago, digitalcollections.ohs.org. So digitalcollections.ohs.org. Are you just putting the collections up as they were collected by the immigrant story? Any enhancements being given to them?
No, they're just going up as raw interviews, right? So we catalog them, you know, add a lot of information to make them discoverable, and then we're also preserving them digitally. They were created digitally, and so we have a kind of a robust system we call the Digital Vault that backs up that access, public access interface, so that we can keep them around for future researchers.
Just a side note, since I have you here, is the OHS Museum patched up from the vandalism of Sunday night, Monday morning?
It is, and we have plans to open today, as usual. Mm-hmm. So we're boarded up for now, but inside is, you know, everything is back to normal, and we welcome visitors.
Okay, back in business at the Oregon Historical Society. Prashant Kaka, J-Ho, I've seen enough Bollywood movies to have heard that before. What does it mean?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking, Jeff. It means be victorious. It's a very common slogan. It got used up in a song in the movie Slumdog Millionaire, but I knew it growing up as, like, go get it. You know. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what it means, be victorious.
All right. So, J-Ho, and that is actually the name of your business, isn't it?
That's the name of my dance party. And, you know, funny story, as part of this dance party, about 5 years back, I was invited to Astoria, Oregon, for a gutter party centennial 100-year celebration. And that was a beautiful moment for me, and I'm remembering it today because that was people from my region in India, from Maharashtra, who had come to the U.S. 100 years back as part of trying to get support from Oregon for India's fight against the British Raj in the freedom fight. And, you know, I discovered that beautiful history as part of my work through providing music for events, and then here I am today being part of Oregon's history as well, so it really feels extra special.
Wow, that's some fun set of interconnections you found there.
Thank you.
So what is a gutter party? I've never heard that expression before.
Yeah, it is, you know, it's actually on the Oregon Encyclopedia, the website. There's also a plaque in Astoria. Mm-hmm. Gutter party is a people from East India, especially started with Punjabi people, which is North Indian state of Punjab, and then also a lot of Maharashtrian, which is the state that I come from. And there were a group of people that came around 1913 to try to get support from Oregon and the West Coast of the U.S. There was, believe it or not, a significant movement going on from the West Coast of the U.S. to try to help Indian people get freedom from the British Raj in India. So it's a really interesting piece of history. If people want to find out, the G-H-A-D-A-R, Gutter Party.
Okay. So yeah, not gutter, not gutter. Okay, G-H-A-D-A-R.
Yeah.
Okay, very
That's
good.
Right.
Thank you for providing that clarification. Sankar, what are the plans for the future of the immigrant story? And the project.
Yeah. Thank you. Actually, the Gadar Party, Oregon Historical Society, publishes a quarterly, every quarter. Mm-hmm. It's a research journal. You know, not too long ago, they published a whole chapter on the history of this party in Oregon, how the Oregonians, you know, helped fight the colonialism in India. Anyway, aside from that, yes, we are trying to become true storytellers in all its form. In other words, you know, we try to do storytelling in writing. That's our core strength. That's how we started 3.5 years ago. Today, we are telling stories in a live storytelling format. We produce videos. We produce exhibitions. And also we are now starting off a podcast using the same interviews that are being archived. So our goal is to tell stories and more stories. And our real mission is to tell, you know, we want to change the world by telling stories. That's what we do. And these are all just how to interconnect with people. You know, that's what our future goal is. In all format, all segments. If you have not heard about us, you know, please go to theimmigrantstory.org and you can learn more about us and the events coming up next.
And I should point out, too, that that Prashant's story is at theimmigrantstory.org/Bollywood. And Prashant, tell us about your business model. It sounds like it's been upended by the pandemic. You put on dance parties as a DJ, right?
Yes, that's true. These days, you know, I just go on top of mountains and play music for myself. I'm not yet sure how that's going to make me money, but it just makes people happy. Just the other day, I went to the Rowena Crest, which is absolutely gorgeous by the Columbia River. And just went up there and played music and made a video. And that way I'm able to share with people who enjoyed my music and dancing just the beautiful nature that we have around us in Oregon. But before that, I was lucky enough to be able to bring my dance party, which started in Portland, but also in Seattle, LA, San Diego, Denver, and as far out as New Orleans on a regular basis. So for the last 4 years, I have regularly visited all these cities, even gone to Helena, Montana 8 years in a row. And so it's been, you know, this work has introduced America to me like I would have never seen as an engineer. And that's been one of the most beautiful gifts of the last 10 years of doing this is I've gotten to meet people that I would have never met. I would have had a very straight-edged life as an engineer. But having turned that around, the most beautiful thing has been the gift of people that have come into my life through this work.
It is an inspiring story, and I'm glad to get to know you, and I'm glad it has been shared by the folks at The Immigrant Story. Asankar Rahman is one of the founders of that. It is now being distributed as well through the Oregon Historical Society. Shauna Gandhi is the library director at OHS. You can find the stories going up soon anyway at digitalcollections.ohs.org. And, of course, Prashant Kakad with Jay Ho, the Indian Dance Party. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure. And the Ghadar movement, G-H-A-D-A-R, early 20th century movement by expatriate Indians to overthrow the British Raj. Yes, Astoria was a focus of it. All the stuff we're learning new today, all available to find in the world out there.